Star Wars thing again now.
Anyway. Okay, so maybe I'll have to watch it again. Both of us watch it again, and we can talk about it again in case, or in, if there's anything else pops up.
We can ruin it for more people.
Ruin it for more people. I bet you Big Fatty was really looking forward to going to see Star Wars this weekend.
Did he go and see it?
I doubt it.
Does he not like Star Wars?
I don't think he understands it.
But he likes Star Trek.
I know.
When I put out the tweet about the travesty that was that trailer, he said something. He wrote something back about it, but I forget what he said about it now.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I don't think he understands it.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2680 of the BFO for Friday, the 4th of May 2018. Yo, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, we've got some voice letters. Yes, we do. Big Fatty, put on your space helmet. Yes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right. It's going well. Y'all, you're the fourth of today, because y'all, today, did you figure it out yet? Yeah, Big Fatty, I figured it out. Y'all, today is May the 4th. Be with you, Big Fatty. That is, we're just, Buck Rogers, being our Buck Rogers and man in the moon today. It's true, and y'all, it's amazing. It's amazing because you know today is May the 4th. Be with you, yes, Big Fatty, and y'all. Tamari is. So y'all, yes, that's right. It's the day that my friend George passed away. Big Fatty, y'all, it's Cinco de Mayo, it's the day that everybody plays with their Big Fatty. Enough of that. Their maracas. That was the word I could not remember. The maracas. You know, that's those wooden things that you shake, not the little cymbal things, the castanets, or the little clicky, I guess the castanets are the little clicky ones, the little cymbal things are just, they're big, funny, they're little cymbals, that's true, but the not the castanet, but the maracas is what I was trying to remember, and that Casey in Denver and his enormous penis reminded me first thing Thursday morning, and then Sam in the Hinterlands also reminded me. Yes, Big Fatty, and Durwood told me that they were castanets. Big Fatty, he's as crazy as you are. In addition to being the day that my good friend George passed away, y'all, it is also Racist Chips and Salsa Day. Yes, Big Fatty, and you know Archer will be putting out the Mexican buffet of that.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I guess y'all today, May the 4th, be with with you. Y'all, it is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I met this person at a couple of the Pride 48s. And lost wages, and I don't know if he's coming this year to Nolens or not, but y'all, he is the he's everybody's favorite speedo wearing swim coach. Yes, me baby. Y'all, it is that Christina of the Greetings from Nowhere. Oh, I almost said Greetings from No Hair. Big Fanny, that's Monday's birthday. Oh, anyway, y'all, it is that Bob Hill, from out there in the California. Hey, yes, Big Fanny. Y'all, I don't know if he's on the Twitty or the Face Space, and I know he doesn't listen to the BFO. Big Fanny, he'll listen today. You're right, because Christina will make him listen. Yes, Big Fanny, he knows better than not listen to her. It's true. So, y'all, if you see Uncle Bob on the Twitty or the Face Space wishing a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old space cadet piece of cake. May the cake be with you, Big Fatty. You see what I did there? I did. Yes, Big Fatty. May it be with you, too. Yes.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
The Vader and Bacon Show.
Big Fatty, it's been a long time since we had that. It's true, yes.
Meow. It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In the coal mine in my office. We recorded a few LFCs here in this old room. Oh, she's seen better days, that's for sure. The coal dust, it builds up and, you know, there's nothing you can do but tear it all down and start all over. And we're waiting until June 30th to do that because we've got to detoxify the place. Lordy, the landscapers are here blowing my grass seed everywhere. Anyway, wanted to call because I have some sad news. And I'm not sure if you need to play the bagpipes, the breaking news sound, the slide whistle, you know, whatever. And this is gonna change things forever. It's awful. But I'm gonna say it. I'm just gonna come right out and say it. No point dragging it out. The Crystal Symphony has been through dry dock, and it no longer has DVD players to watch I Love Lucy reruns. I know. I mean, I personally, they are off the list of possible cruise lines now. So, okay, well, I'm going to go cry with some tears in the corner here in the coal mine. Meow. Yeah.
You know it indeed. Vader, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And this is devastating devastating to the Singa citizens, you know, that turn 62. You know, they complete their 62nd year on Monday, and to have this news come through on the right day before this, it's horrible. It's just horrible. Well, Big Fatty, you know, at least there'll be liquor.
So this is reenactment number 652.
It's Bacon Masterpiece Theater time. It's Bacon Masterpiece Theater time. Come on, Glovies, and listen in and get some culture in your lives and be awed by the drama as well. It's Bacon Masterpiece Theater time. Pay attention.
Give me that. I'm going to eat it.
You're gross.
Oh, that tastes like chemicals. Why didn't you tell me? Now I'm gonna die.
Throw that out the window.
I ain't throwing that out the window. It's got my bank account number on it.
All the numbers will be spread out. It'll be a puzzle.
Thieves love puzzles. She just accused me of getting these wrong, but that one was perfect. That was like an ace in the hole. All right, 118 days is the countdown. Well, by the time Fat Pants plays this on the little shoe, it'll be 110 days before Scotty arrives. So I told him I would leave, I would send him our digits to get in the door. I would send him the license plate number of the vehicle that we leave him and the address of our house. So when his plane lands at 11:20 p.m., post-mortem is not what PM stands for. Oh, hey, that's like a Tommy word. You're post-mortem.
Okay, Mom, now we have to
pay. Okay, we gotta go. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that of course is Mr. Big Fatty. What was that bumper? That was not Digger. That was not, no, Big Fatty, it was not Digger. Y'all, that was Jay the Haunt Cub. First of all, thank you so much for the totally original, never used before, often imitated, never duplicated, bumper for Bacon Theater. We've been begging for one for it seems like, Big Fatty, it seems like ours, it does, And y'all, it came in to my e-letters on Thursday. And y'all, I had a Bacon Theater to play for you. Beef, anyway, it was meant to be. It's true. But Miss Bacon and Bacon Bits, thank you so much for the reenactment. I don't know what the hell you were reenacting, but... if you need, instead of throwing your bank account numbers out the window, you can just send them to P.O. Box 561, no, Big Fatty, Walnut Hills, California, 9, Big Fatty, you've forgotten the zip. Well, that's all right, because so has she. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. Hi, Portal. It's Jimmy Bear.
Hi.
So a boy and his father were having a conversation. The boy asked, Dad, I have a special report for school. Can I ask you a question? The father said, sure, son, what's the question? And the boy said, what is politics? The father answered, well, let's take our home, for example. I'm the wage earner, so let's call me capitalism. Your mother is the administrator of the money, so we'll call her the government. We take care of you and your needs, so we'll call you the people. We'll call the maid the working class, and your baby brother, we can call him the future. Do you understand, son? The boy said, I'm not really sure, Dad. I'll have to think about it. That night, awakened by his baby brother's crying, the boy went to see what was wrong. Discovering the baby had seriously soiled his diaper, the boy went to his parents' room and found his mother sound asleep. He then went to the maid's room, where, peeking through the keyhole, he saw his father in bed with the maid. The boy's knocking went totally unheeded by his father and the maid, so the boy returned to his room and went back to sleep. The next morning, he reported to his father, Dad, now I think I understand what politics is. The father goes, good son, can you explain it to me in your own words? And the son said, well, Dad, while capitalism is screwing the working class, government is sound asleep, the people are being completely ignored, and the future is full of shit. Have a good day.
Benny, that's a good one. The future is full of shit. And so is Granny. First of all, y'all, that is Jimmy Bear, and Jimmy Bear, thank you so much for the call. It is always a delight to have a full right kerfuffle from you, and we just can't thank you enough for taking the time out of your busy schedule to do that. And that was a big penny. That was a good one. And now I finally understand politics, and I think he hit it right on the head. Yes, Big Penny. Yeah, I see y'all, Miss Beva. Miss Beva, yo, she's returned from the Switzerland from visiting a lonely goat herder, and y'all, she said it was very expensive there, and that she had eaten entirely too many chocolates, and so had the sheep, and that it was one of the sheep on the way back to Torshavn was vomiting and had diarrhea. And said it was very much like traveling with Granny. Benny, he's got that right on the head. But anyway, Miss Beaver, y'all, you can read the whole thing over there at the BFO. Y'all, by the way, did you go over to the BFO and see the new artwork Big Fatty created for yesterday's Alulu show? Yes, Big Fatty, fought Linkletter. It's true. Got a couple of more kerfuffles here from that Joe in Dallas. Yes, Big Fatty, you know he's coming to Pride 48, whether he knows it or not. He better be there. Y'all, here's the one I skipped over the other day. A high school reunion. There are four guys at a high school reunion. Three rich guys and one mildly retarded. Big Fatty kind of sounds like the group going down to New Orleans. It does. The mildly retarded one leaves for the restroom. One of them says, "Let us talk about our rich and successful sons." The first one says, "Well, my son is so rich and successful, and he bought his best friend a Lamborghini." The second one says, "Well, my son is so rich and successful, he bought his best friend a private jet." The last one says, "Well, my best friend is so rich and successful, he bought his best friend an island." The retarded one returns from the restroom and says, "What y'all talking about?" One of them says, "Just our sons. How about you?" Retarded one says, "Well, my son's a gay stripper at a gay bar, but he did just get a fancy car, a jet, and a really large island from his three boyfriends." Big Fatty, that's a good one! Fatty, I like that one. That was pretty good. Y'all, I didn't see that one coming. No, Big Fatty. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Put on your crazy Mexican hat and your Mexican jumping bean and your tip-a-tap shoes to do the hat dance. Yes, Big Fatty, you know the crazy Mexican hat him will be doing it. It's true. Except he'll be doing it in flip-flops. He loves the flip-flops, y'all. I don't know if you knew that or not. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Dr. Stone and the Turnipad, formerly of the Toque and Beanie. And Turnipad, how do you think Vera's going to take the news about the DVD players being removed from the Crystal Penthouse?
I don't think he understands it.
Big Fatty, maybe he could bring his VRC tapes and play them instead.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.